Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. A mostly sunny day today with a high near 40. We'll get the details from Pat in just a few minutes. Taking a look at stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Dealing with a building that dates back to the 1930s is a challenge in Region 1. But business manager Sam Herrick praised Housatonic Valley Regional High School facility manager Jeff Lloyd and his staff at the high school for their caliber of care, quoting, "They've done a great job in turning this facility around, and I'm pleased with a lot of improvements in the building," end quote from Herrick. During a Region 1 Board of Education budget subcommittee last week, Lloyd presented his needs for the next fiscal year, which was a very lengthy list. It started with a public address system that went down last summer. 50 speakers were not working. They fixed all but one. He said some additional rewiring is needed on the system, the age of which he doesn't know. He also spoke of the need of new ag center doors, as well as new lighting, ceiling paint, and pump replacement in the boiler room, and many, many other items. Herrick said the school board may want to consider spending some of this year's surplus on the facility needs. Hotchkiss Library in Sharon has announced a virtual weekly stress management program, Resilience, 20 Weeks to a Less Stressful Life, with meditation, yoga, and naturopathy. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon will Zoom the easy meditation techniques and a gentle chair yoga for all body types and naturopathic techniques for riding out the ups and downs of these stressful times. It's a chance to train with advanced and accessible practitioners. A generous grant from the town of Sharon, which recognizes the toll the pandemic has taken in the collective mental health, allows them to bring back this popular meditation program from winter of 2021 and expand it to an hour and including yoga and naturopathy for 20 weeks beginning Wednesday, March 9th at 7:30. The last session will be on Wednesday, July 20th. The program is free, but advanced registration is required at HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org/adult-events/resilience. For more information, contact the library at 860-364-5041. In Massachusetts, the EPA has given the message to GE, you're good to go on the Housatonic River cleanup. The Environmental Protection Agency's approach to removing toxins from the river, first outlined in broad terms 2 years ago, is now official, but opponents have not exhausted their legal options. Tim Gray, executive director of the Housatonic River Initiative, said in a February interview that the groups will take their case against the Lee dump and overall cleanup plan to the First Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Two justices with the EAB ruled after 7 months of deliberation that the EPA was justified in changing course on how it required GE to handle the soils contaminated with PCBs. Having just turned back a challenge within its own system, the EPA notified General Electric on Monday that it should proceed with the cleanup that will allow it to bury 1 million cubic yards of PCB-contaminated sediment in a Lee landfill. Once again, Great Barrington's proposed short-term bylaw is continuing to be a source of disunity. Division once again on full display. On Monday evening, the town select board grappled with the details of drafting a bylaw to regulate short-term housing rentals. The meeting began with Lee Davis, the board's vice chair and chief author of the proposed bylaw, defending the proposal against misconceptions that she said have spread on social media. The meeting continued with fellow board member Ed Abrams referring to a recent revision Davis made to the draft as sneaky. The meeting concluded, as many meetings before it have, a lot of public comment, a good deal of it emotional. By the way, about 20 homeowners spoke at that meeting. Some meetings coming up in our tri-state region today. In Sharon, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting is held at Town Hall tonight at 6:30. Tomorrow in Salisbury at 10 a.m., the Pope Land Design Committee, 6 o'clock. Initial budgets from the Board of Education and Board of Selectmen will be reviewed. Also, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a special meeting at 6 o'clock. In Kent coming up today, the Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting of the American Rescue Plan Act will happen at 4:30. In Ankrum tomorrow, the Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. Sheffield, the Select Board has a working meeting in Town Hall, second floor meeting room. That is tomorrow at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got specials every day at a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,294.95, the NASDAQ at 13,532.46, and the S&P 500 at 4306.26. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.